Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's going on, guys? Joey here from Creative Rise, and I'm super excited to chat today about branding in a specific niche inside of branding that I don't feel like gets a lot of airtime. And I'm excited to show you how it can actually help you grow your business this year with a few little examples. So this is going to be a really short episode, just a quick little gold nugget for you to take this week, and then an action step for you to actually act on so you can implement what we were talking about today in today's show. So first things first, if you're watching this on video, I'm solo today. I'm solo this episode. Christy just got her wisdom teeth out, and she's not necessarily suited to be podcasting right now. If you ever got your wisdom teeth out, you know what I'm talking about. So she's going to be back on next week. Cannot wait for that. But I want to kick off this episode by saying a big shout out to everybody inside of the Creative Rise Mastermind. This is round 11, and we just started, and we are inside of week two. We just finished week two of week six, and week two is all actually about branding. And so that's why we're talking about this today. But I want to talk about something that happened inside of this week. We got a message inside of our group chat where we celebrate wins and do all that stuff. And here's what we got from Owen from Native Release. This dude's a legend. He's killing it right now. He sent a message. There's been so many great wins. This one stuck out, though. He said, a $2,700 test run just got landed for what will hopefully become a 3, 6, or 12-month retainer. I actually got turned down by this brand a month ago and circled back and called out a few weak areas in their social media and how we can improve it. And then they went for it. And then he said right after that, I literally used the stuff straight from the modules on follow-ups and it worked. So cool. So quick shout out to Owen, dude, killing it. Everyone inside of the Creative Rise Mastermind is killing it. Just want to shout out a quick win for Owen. And I wanted to shout that one out because we talked about follow-ups 2 weeks ago, we talked about the power of follow-ups and how if you're not following up, you might be missing out on deals. Owen just signed a $2,750 deal that could be a retainer for that every single month. He's potentially looking to get on a 3, 6, or 12-month retainer. That's like over 30 grand a year that he could have missed out on if he gets it for the full year because he didn't follow up. But because he decided to follow up, he's got the opportunity to make that happen and add that revenue, stack that revenue to his monthly recurring model that he's already got going on. So very cool. Owen, shout out to you, man. But let's talk about branding. I told you we're going to get into some branding stuff today. So I'm a huge branding fan. When I started my content agency a decade ago, photo and video, I was infatuated with the idea that visuals could actually move somebody to take action. They could move somebody to do something. It's not just, they could inspire somebody or the stories excite somebody. But I was infatuated with the fact that stories and visuals could actually push somebody to take an action and do something, which is called marketing, right? Marketing is where you use something like a visual to draw somebody in to take an action on something. Now, the other side of marketing is not visual, it's the narrative. There are visual sides to life, visual sides to a brand, and there's a narrative side to a brand. I am obsessed with the narrative side. The last probably 6 or 7 years, I have continued to do all the visual stuff, but I've started to add on a lot of narrative stuff when it comes to working with my clients. It's narratively helping them get better, narratively helping them build better brands, narratively helping them build clearer brands. So a lot of my days today are occupied by, yes, still photo and video and all that stuff, but we are also really focused on helping people with the words they are using and how that's shaping who they are as a brand, and more importantly, how it's pulling in the right ideal client and pushing out the wrong one. So it's been really fascinating doing that. And one of the things that we've been talking about over the last couple of days inside of the Creative Rise Mastermind is we're teaching these creatives about brand and how they can better their brand. Last week was about offers, getting all your pricing dialed. Week two is about brand and how we can master our brands so the world not only understands what we do, but they want to work with us, right? That's the goal. So one of the things we've been talking about is the idea of internal desires and fears. So this is the thing I said inside of the branding category that's a little bit niche. I don't think gets a ton of airtime, but here's what I mean by speaking to the internal desires or the internal fears. A lot of you guys, and myself included, when I first got started and I started building my brand and taking branding seriously, a lot of us know how to speak to the external desires that our clients have. Oh, you want a wedding photographer? I'm your wedding photographer. Let's do it, right? Oh, you have a business that needs a video? Well, I can help you with a video. I can sell you that. I can help your business accomplish that. But what we don't often do, that's the external stuff, what we don't often do is focus on speaking with our brands to the internal things that our clients are dealing with and or hoping for. hoping for would be their desires and or dealing with would be their obviously fears, right? And when we can learn to speak in our brands, in our messaging to not only the external outcomes, the external desires that somebody wants, they want a wedding photographer, they want X amount of deliverables, they want this type of video, they want that type of social media content calendar, whatever that's going to be. When we can not only figure out how to speak to the external desires that our clients have, but we can start to actually look internally on them and go, what are the internal desires or fears my clients have? That is when we crack it. That is when you really start to connect with people in a phenomenal way, and your brand has a lot of substance. And ideally, you'll be beating the guy down the road who's not using this tactic. So here's a couple examples of this. An internal desire, let's go industry by industry real quick. An internal desire in the wedding space would be, external is obviously we'll want photos. Internal would be, well, my desire is to feel comfortable on the day and feel really loved by the people and really comfortable with my photographer so I can feel comfortable, you know, in the photos. And I just want my wedding day to be, you know, everything that I've always thought it would be, which is like this fairy tale-esque day. That's an internal desire. Now, the fear side of that is what could potentially stop that from happening? Well, the fears, the internal fears or internal anxiousness or whatever you want to call it, might be, you know, I'm just really nervous to get this amount of people together. I don't know if something's going to break or something's not going to happen, you know, happen well. Or what about family dynamics? You know, not everybody's family dynamics at weddings are good. I'm nervous that maybe the family photos won't go well, or I'm nervous that I'll feel awkward because my husband's not really comfortable in front of a camera. So I think he's going to feel awkward. So he's going to make me feel awkward and the photos are going to suck. And then every time I look back at my weddings for the rest of my 55 years of us getting married, it's going to be like, our wedding photos suck because we were awkward. That is an internal fear, right? Now let's switch to the brand space or the commercial space. Commercial space, their desired external outcome might be, well, they want to make more money. Now, the internal desire is probably, well, we want to make more money, but we also want to increase our reputation. We want to be known for having better products than some of the other people in our industry, right? We really want that because that would make us feel good. We've been working hard. That's an internal desire. That's one of many, by the way. Now, the internal fear could be, well, we want to be known that we make really good products, but, you know, to be honest, I feel like somebody else in the industry is proclaiming that more. We're not known for being like the quality guys in our industry, but we're not known for that. And here comes the internal fear because I just don't think we know how to use social media. And I don't feel confident getting on camera and talking about our products. And because of that, we're not doing that very well. And it's scary to us, right? External desire, internal desire. And then I just told you an internal fear, right? So the more you can learn about what your ideal client, both in the wedding space or if you're in the brand space, commercial space, what your ideal client has in terms of internal desires, what are the things internally they want, and then what are the things internally that could potentially stop them from getting what they want or could potentially ruin the experience on the journey to getting what they want. Those are the internal fears. The more you can understand those things, the more you can really, really craft your messaging to kill it. Now, what is messaging? Well, messaging is everything goes in your social media captions, your social media bio, the actual scripts that you talk about or the things you say when you're on videos on social media, everything on your website, everything in your pitches or your portfolios or your proposals or your pricing guides if you're in the wedding industry. It's everywhere somebody can ever possibly engage with you and what they hear you say that speaks to, again, their internal desires or their internal fears. So this type of messaging is really, really important to understand, to then develop and then to implement into every possible place that you have messaging when it comes to being a photographer, filmmaker, a creator of any kind and owning a brand in 2024. So here's what I want you to do. Here's the takeaway for this episode, guys. I want you to get out a piece of paper or an iPad like I got right in front of me here. And I want you to write out who your ideal client is at the top. Just really brief description. My ideal client is blank and they want blank external outcome. So example. If you're in the commercial space, it might be my ideal client is an outdoors brand who wants to grow their social presence to increase sales. That could be your ideal client statement. Or in the wedding industry, my ideal client is a bride who knows this is going to be the best day of her life and she wants it to be captured and also feel as if it was, right? That is the ideal client statement right there. Now, underneath the ideal client statement, don't get hung up on that too. Make it really simple if that's complex and you can't think about it. The more you can develop that, the better your understanding of your ideal client is going to be. But underneath that ideal client statement, I want you to then write out two sections, one section on the left side of the page and one section on the right. On the left side, I want you to write internal desires, and I want you to list as many as you can think of. What are all the internal desires, the things that my clientele on the inside of them really hopes for? What are they hopeful about? What do they want, right? And on the other side of the page, I want you to write out all their internal fears. What are the things that cause them fear when it comes to the journey of getting what they're hoping for, getting their ideal desires? What are the things they're nervous about? What are the things they're anxious about? What are the things they do not feel competent in or comfortable with, right? Write all those things out and then start to craft your messaging, start to craft your social media reels, start to craft everything on your website, everything in your pricing guides and your portfolio, your pitches, your proposals, going into brands, start to craft it around these two ideas of internal desires and internal fears, and watch the difference when somebody starts to actually connect with that. Because here's the thing, guys, the statement behind all of this. This is a branding truth. It's a branding law. It's in the code of branding. The person who feels, so if you've got a client, they will always give permission to the person to solve the problem. This is getting really mumbo jumbo. I'll say it really clearly here. A client will always give permission to somebody to solve their problem who they feel has the highest level of understanding of what their problem might be, with a solid solution to back that up. So if you're constantly only talking about, hey, I can give you this amount of deliverables, this many hours if it comes to a wedding, all that stuff's all good. You need to talk about that. But if that's not also backed up with some substance around, hey, and I know you really desire this, and I know these might be a few fears you have, and here's how I'm going to actually combat those fears with a great solution, let's work on this together, right? Until you can learn how to do that, you are not maximizing your brand. Therefore, you're not maximizing the potential sales that can come into your company this year as you grow your business, which is what this entire show is about, helping you guys build a world where you succeed at doing what you love, getting paid to do what you love as a creator. That's why this podcast exists. That's why Creative Rise exists. I got a shirt all right now. It's a self-employed creator club. Creative Rise logo on it too. This is what we stand for, guys, is helping you get paid to do what you love, really make a living doing that. And when I say get paid to do it, I don't mean like, oh, you make like $5,000. I mean, we want this to be the best place on the face of the internet for you to learn how to make six figures, getting paid to do what you love. And so I hope this episode was helpful in our journey of helping you do that. If it was, share this episode with a friend. Other than that, guys, cannot wait to see you next week. Christy and I are going to be back for another great episode. And so we will see you there.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.